Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Wednesday, a new month, a new day. God bless every one of you. And I'm back again, Evangelist Faye, with the word of encouragement. I'll let you listen to the music, and then I'll get into the word. How about that? Gonna get into this word, God's word. And before I get into it, Heavenly Father, as I get into this word, let me pray and hope that the blessings be bestowed upon you. May God continue to strive great things in your life and continue to be a focus in your life. We pray for these things in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen. Talk to you about God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The ministry of God's spirit and God's word, it goes hand in hand. It is the sword of the spirit. And Paul exhorted believers to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. This means that the Bible does not merely contain the words of God, but rather that every word of Scripture is God's word. To ignore or reject anything in the Bible is to ignore or reject God himself. Amen. Every truth claimed in Scripture calls for unqualified acceptance. If God commands us, we must obey. If he promised something, it surely will be fulfilled. If he warns us, we had better heed it. Unfortunately, many Christians have a rather cavalier view of Scripture. Its reverence is questioned. Its authority ignored. The book tends to sit on the shelf during the week, perhaps dusted off and taken to church Sunday morning, if that. However, to say that the Bible is unimportant or should be regulated to a side position in our faith is like saying that oxygen isn't all that important for us to breathe, or that food and water should be given a minor role in sustaining our life. Whew. Jesus provides us with the proper perspective concerning God's holy word when he quotes the Mosaic law. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word of God that comes from the mouth of God. That's Matthew 4:4 and Deuteronomy 8:3. When we sum up all the things the Bible has to say about God's word, we see just how vital it is to the believer's life. We cannot understand the gospel without the word of God. 2, we cannot know Jesus without the word of God. 3, we cannot become like Jesus without the word of God. 4, we cannot be sanctified and purified without the word of God. We cannot be saved without the word of God. We cannot grow in holiness without the word of God. We cannot love our fellow believers without the word of God. We cannot be equipped for every good work or without the word of God. We have no hope without the word of God. All this underlines the authority, the necessity, and the sufficiency of God's inspired and inerrant word for Christians. We must trust and come to God and trust in his word at a time like now, going through a pandemic. We're going through riots. We're going through racial injustices. People are not being able to afford their homes. They're moving. My God, hallelujah. But God said he will provide if you trust in him and if you believe in him. Again, I'm Evangelist Faith. This is my word of encouragement, God's word. Trust in God. Don't have the Bible sitting on the shelf collecting dust. Do not have it laying on the floor to use as a door holder to prop a door open. That book is the most inspired counselor, help you with difficulties. The Bible is all that and more. God is with us each and every day, whether you want to believe it or not. He is with us and he sees us and he knows what we're going through. Again, I love you and God bless you. Because he first loved me. God is God. Amen. Until Friday, I have another word for you. Trust in God and trust in God's word. Amen. Amen.